Welcome back to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. We continue on Patriots this week. In the first half, really a level playing field across the NFL. Very few teams separating themselves like the Patriots did. What's the biggest surprise for you, for better or worse?
That you could take the week off and Pittsburgh and Denver can lose in the fashion that they did. I thought Pittsburgh did no justice to Ben Roethlisberger. He's coming back from 2 weeks getting his knee operated on, and they just put him in there and make him run around. They didn't help him. They didn't try to establish the run. They're playing Baltimore on the road. They should have won that game. Teams like San Diego, last place out in the West. You take San Diego, stick them in this division with New England, they're probably in second place. Put them in the South, they're probably in first place. That AFC West, I think the strength of that AFC West is surprising to me.
I would say if you look at Pittsburgh, their biggest issue, I just kind of looked and thought.
We'll be there, Neil. That's the thing, man.
I thought last week was going to be bumpy. I mean, yeah. How can it not be, right? The guy comes off of surgery. He's going to be back in a short week of practice. The biggest issue they have is they've made gains in defense that are now gone, and they need to be able to stop people if it's not going to be gangbusters
on
offense.
They got to prove it this week. They got to thump Dallas.
Yeah,
thump Dallas, they're back in the mix.
Man, is that a tough matchup. But then I'll go out west, as Zoe has done, and I think that's probably the more compelling division because really any three of those teams. San Diego, I think, is in the hunt. Kansas City, which, you know, Patriots just blew out when they got them here last year in the playoffs. They seem to be a hang-around kind of team. That's the same team that a couple weeks ago at home or on the road beat Oakland by 16. Now, Oakland's everyone's darling now, but Kansas City, I think, might still be there then as well.
Well, the Oakland Raiders are doing well. And Derek Carr, of course, continuing to progress in his young career. Oakland, a team much improved. You buying in?
Yeah, I am buying in. I've been buying in on Derek Carr. I'm a big fan of Derek Carr. He's 6'4". I think he's got a good feel in the pocket. He's been doing this since his rookie season. You know, we saw him up here, and I thought he played well up here. But I think you got Crabtree, who doesn't have to be a number one. You got Amari Cooper. So all the attention goes to Amari Cooper. They can run the ball. That offensive line, I think, is bigger than Dallas's.
That's the point right there. Wow. If there was a reason to buy in on Oakland.
77 on the left side. I don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah,
he is a big boy.
They're good, but here's the issue. I think the reason you would sort of pause button on that a little is because it's easy to buy in on their offense. I'm with you on all those points. Latavius Murray, I think after he's come back from the toe injury, he can be a big part of that offense and not have to have Carr throw 55 balls. But that defense, just weeks ago, was one that was 31, 30, 29 in pass, 31 versus rush. This is a bad defense. So they're just slowly on the uptick. If they have a step back comparable to Pittsburgh, you're back to sort of square one where they're really not that dangerous.
You look at the Patriots' second half schedule. Who presents a stiff challenge for them down the stretch in pursuit of the number one seed in the AFC?
Denver, period. That's it. I mean, for me, I mean, we've traveled out to Denver, did it twice last year. Nice city, pretty little town. And nice little, you know, our tech guys love to go skiing and all that. We don't like it when that whistle blows and that noise starts in that stadium. That place gets loud and you underestimate how good that home crowd is.
I think the Jets, you got to play them twice still. They're certainly not playing great right now. Just because of the rivalry and because of the closeness, and I think that'll mean more to them at that point than maybe the Patriots. It's sort of that trap game idea. You lost late last year to Miami, remember? So it's not like you can just disregard these teams.
And this is why I've toted Buffalo for so long, because they play you like it's
play
your
you
Super
different.
Bowl. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's your division. Division games are tough, to what he's saying.
Well, Buffalo played Seattle to the brink on Monday night. When we come back, we'll talk about the Seahawks right after this.